Good afternoon. For the next 20 minutes, I'd like to review the electronic and energy business. This was a new business formed about a year ago, and I'll use the following agenda. I'll start with a little bit of review of 2013 to be more clear about how we used our year, our first year together, and then we'll talk through the market segments, the portfolio, and what we see as the growth drivers as we go on offense now from 2014 and beyond. So as I say, about last year in the fourth quarter, Electronics and Energy Business Group was formed. The rationale for the formation was quite clear. It increases our relevance around two major market segments, electronics, which is certainly a very large market, and energy, likewise. So this gave us the ability to strengthen our alignment and organizational alignment to these major markets. Additionally, going more on offense, it enhanced our ability to direct and drive key technology, manufacturing, marketing assets towards these important markets of the future. So that was the rationale for the formation. I think it's proven to be very successful from our standpoint, and I hope you'll feel the same. As we look at this now, we have here's our divisions. We have three electronics divisions: Optical Systems, which is very well known, Electronic Markets and Materials Division, and Electronic Solutions Division. On the energy side, we have two pure energy divisions: the Electrical Markets Division, which is one of the heartland divisions that Inge highlighted earlier today, and renewable energy. And then we have a sort of a crossover division in communication markets. And what I mean by crossover is they have the technology similarly to the electronics side, but their markets and their customers behave more like the energy-related or utility-related customers. So we have a kind of a foot in both there. And I want to point out also film manufacturing. E&E has the responsibility for film manufacturing for the whole company. And so that's an asset base that we manage on behalf of the entire corporation. Our strategic objectives as a result of our time in this business is become the preeminent leader in material solutions for the electronics industry. 3M is a leader today. It's a very strong participant in the electronic materials area and one of the biggest companies and most relevant companies in the space. We think we can be number one, and so that's where we want to go with that. We also, number two, is to establish a 3M Energy franchise. When we came together, these businesses were really in four different organizations within the company. And so we really haven't had a comprehensive energy strategy that we've been able to address before. We've had the chance now to take a look at that, do a deep dive, and determine where do we want to take this set of businesses and what can 3M do with this. And we have some direction there that we're driving towards. Additionally, we also think we want to shift a little more of that portfolio in an energy direction to give us a chance to manage just the inherent volatility that takes place in the electronics industry. There's two ways that volatility occurs there, of course. One is print position, not having it, and that's one way to create volatility. The other is just market conditions. And so you have to get those both right in the electronics industry. But if you get one wrong, it's nice to have the ability to manage your outcomes a little more stably. So aggressive portfolio management will deliver that long-term growth and the margins and the decreased volatility that we seek. So as we look in the upper right, you can see our divisions, the six divisions. We have three big divisions, optical being the biggest, EMMD and EMD being likewise. So those three are the big cornerstones of our business group, with smaller positions in renewable energy, electronic solutions, and the communication markets. But if you can see, our sales CAGR of 2% and our OI CAGR of 4% is somewhat masked by the fact that we have 2 years of decline in sales over the last 2 years and 3 year declines in operating income. And so when we look at our 2013 work and what we had to do, that was a practical thing we had to face into. Our business wasn't performing to the levels we wanted. So we took some actions, and Inge's highlighted it very early. We had to take some aggressive portfolio actions to begin to turn this business group back into the consistent upward performer we needed to be. So what actions did we take? Some were mentioned, but first of all, we integrated Mobile Interactive Solutions Division back into Optical, and we exited Digital Projection. We determined that there was neither a technical or a business solution that we had that would make that be a 3M performing business. Secondly, we integrated Touch and made some changes back into the Electronic Solutions Division, made some changes and refocused that business to increase profitability. Also in the touch space, we have a joint venture with a partner in Asia that we had to redo the business model. We were doing piece parts, and we went back to a roll goods business model, which quickly actually improved the performance of that business. Fourth, we integrated the Infrastructure Protection Division into our Heartland division, the Electrical Markets division, to help that business to reduce the cost and help that business increase the relevance and gauge scale. And that is proving to be very successful very quickly. So these are examples. There's other smaller examples that happen at business unit levels, but at a division level, these are examples of portfolio actions we've taken in order to improve the business performance. And we believe going forward, we're in a much better position to do that. And there's a good reason for us to do this. The spaces that we play in, obviously, I think electronics and energy are both well-known market spaces. But even our relevance and our addressable market in this is $93 billion, and these markets are growing. Our addressable markets are growing at 5%. So there's good reason for us to both participate and be very relevant in these spaces. We currently actively participate in 26 subsegments of these large market spaces. So we have the relevance today, and we just want to build on that. So building on that, let me start by going into a little bit of our electronics playbook and telling you how we view this and what we want to do going forward now that we have all the businesses in one place and we can have a much more cohesive strategy. The three divisions I mentioned to you before, Electronic Solutions, Optical Systems, Electronic Markets and Materials, very interesting divisions. And actually, they're very complementary but distinct in the technology capability each of those have. For example, Electronic Solutions has two business units, Flexible Electronic Solutions and Systems and Components. But this is the division that's had a long history of flexible electronics and also very capable signal management capability, which is obviously very important when you're dealing with solving electronic problems. On the other hand, our Optical Systems division, our biggest division, has three business units set up more around market segments, TV and monitor in the display area, mobile and handheld, dealing with tablets as well, and then specialty displays. Optical is a world-class leader in light management technologies. In fact, many of the films that Frank highlighted in the architectural markets area come out of technologies that have been developed in the film area from optical. I believe in the IP space, 3M is a top three optical company, and it's largely housed in this division in the corporation, so a very capable division. And the third set, the third business we have that deals with our overall portfolio in electronics is EMMD, which has a rich material set and really has a lot of electronic materials, adhesives, clean adhesives, chemicals, and has a very strong footprint in the semiconductor space. This is really the pivot point for us in addressing semiconductor market, which is very important market for us and probably it is the least volatile space within the electronics segment. So when I think about electronics and our strategy going forward in the short time we have here, and let me just put it another way. First of all, the mega trends in electronics are fairly clear. Thin, cheap, faster, increasingly more sustainable, and also, as we move forward, flexible. So the trends are there to address those mega trends are really materials challenges. They're challenges that our customers come to us and ask us to solve with unique materials. If you look at the sketch all the way on the left, you see a component of a handheld unit that might have been built up just two short years ago, and it would have been the stack of materials and components. And of course, the way we were going to market, we were going in a component mode. We were taking components to them, they were integrating the components in and making materials to do that, which is fine, and we've had a very successful run with that. But that mentality has to change now. Now we have to actually take all the capabilities of our three divisions and co-engineer materials that actually reduce these layers to create that next generation thinner, lighter material. And so we end up taking solutions, having our businesses work as one, to take five materials down to four to three, three to two, all in the quest for meeting the electronics megatrends. And has the additional benefit, by the way, of being a more cost-effective solution. Not necessarily cheaper to 3M, but cheaper to our customer as we start to take things out of the stack that enable them to meet their goals. So this is a very, very important strategy for us. We're probably one of the very few companies in the world that could execute such a strategy given the breadth of the materials knowledge that we have and the capabilities that we can stack together. This will become increasingly important in electronics because one of the megatrends that's really on the horizon is wearables. Wearable electronics is a clear megatrend. It's coming. In fact, they're projecting 100 million devices by 2016, and that'll still be the very nascent market for this. The ability to compute everywhere all the time in a very natural way is clearly the way this market is going, and it'll be a material solution that provides that. So we're very excited about where our role will be in this. And being together, housed in one business group, allows us to go to market and execute. Our teams can co-execute to meet these very aggressive goals. So let me now wrap with the electronics piece by just talking about our three top growth areas for the next year and beyond. First of all, optically clear adhesives. We currently have a very big footprint in optically clear adhesives. We intend to continue to develop that platform with ITO hiding, high peel strength, different dispensing methods of applying it, which is very important to our customers and their manufacturing process. These are all for very important display applications and will help to enable next generation displays. The second one is our touch sensor films that we've developed an array of touch sensor materials, and I think everybody knows touch sensors are somewhat ubiquitous technology now. A millennial walks up to a display and pokes, and if it doesn't talk back to him, he thinks it's broken. So I think it's frankly a clear trend, and we have a multitude of technologies, film-based, high-precision conductors that address the next generation needs of that market. And the third one I'll highlight here, and I want to point out, similar to what Brad said, this is three of a pipeline of products that we have in the laboratories right now, is the one that Inga mentioned of quantum dot enhancement films. This is a very exciting technology where we actually encase quantum dot materials into 3M barrier films. We hit it with a blue LED light, and it enables an LCD color saturation to perform to levels of OLED materials. So it's really game-breaking, and we're very excited about. We're in one product in 2013. We'll fully commercialize this in 2014. So when I look at just those three products alone, we're estimating more than $100 million of growth in there from 2014. And these are platforms. These are not products. These are platforms that will have extendability for several generations. So we expect multiple years of growth out of these three exciting areas. And again, there's others that I would point out as well. Now let me turn my attention to energy, just to talk a little bit about this space. And this is a little bit different. We have a much more cohesive strategy and position in electronics today. We have a more niche-oriented position in energy. Strong businesses, by the way, but more fragmented against the whole energy backdrop. It's a growing $45 billion addressable market, and we want to use our strong niche positions to identify new differentiated products and systems, and we're working to build new products here. One of the differences on the bottom that you can see is the adoption cycles. Electronic adoption cycles can be in quarters and years. The energy adoption cycles will take longer than that. So we have to have a little bit of a time and patience story as we build out a next generation platform for energy for this company. We have four positions we start from. First one, very strong, Heartland Division, Electrical Markets. It's a 40-plus year old division, maybe, which has incredibly relevant positions with utility, energy-related OEMs, and maintenance and repair organizations as well. Renewable Energy is a somewhat newer division within the last 5 or 6 years. Two major positions there. One is materials for solar and wind applications, and then also our energy conservation area, where window film is our principal contributor there, which helps to provide energy conservation in buildings and cars. Electronic markets and materials, as you saw that on the energy side or in the electronics side, you wouldn't expect to see it here, but actually the fluorochemical platform that EMMD has the responsibility for has tremendous crossover between electronics and energy-related markets. We have leading positions, and our Novec fluids have a lot of applications as SF6 replacements and in other areas where energy and global warming potential are important. And then lastly, communications market. I talked about this being a bit of a crossover area. We have three passive areas, wireline access, wireless access, and premises components that we currently provide to the industry. And increasingly, we move towards fiber and wireless applications. So how do we expand our relevance here? We've got three platforms I want to highlight as well. One, again, Inga highlighted, was grid automation. And this is very important for us. Grid automation, there is a high desire starting in Europe, but spreading rapidly throughout the world to get more awareness of what's going on with the grid. And when you get into things like what happened here with Hurricane or Superstorm Sandy, the utilities don't even really know what's going on because there's no sensification or intelligence on the grid. And so they have a desire to increasingly deal with that. And we have products and materials that are going into that grid that can provide that sensification. Horizon 1, it's a very simple censored cable accessory, but Horizon 2, We see the ability to now, with our positions, do a little bit what Frank described in the TSS area, and that is we start to build on our footprint and add other things, such as sensors, which our electronic solutions has fundamental capability in, and then communications, so that you can get the information out of the ground. So it's a very holistic strategy. Won't play out in a quarter, but it's very thoughtful in the way we're going about it today. The second platform we want to build out and prioritize is one you've heard about in the past. It's advanced composite conductor. I'm here to tell you that has been just a consistent, growing, steady business as we have predicted it would be a decade ago. It meets a need. It's a material solution of a high-ampacity current conductor that just simply meets a need in the world for increased capacity where you can't get permitting or put in other power lines. So you can get that increased capacity without the need to take down poles. That's a very important thing in today's world because getting the permits to do that are quite hard. So that business has grown, and right now, by next year, we'll fill the capacity that we have for that. And lastly, I mentioned our fluorochemicals, trade named Novec Fluids. This is a magic material. It has so many capabilities used across so many industries, heat transfer fluids, cleaning and coating in semiconductor, extinguishing agents in data centers, SF6 replacement, which I've mentioned. It's a fantastic material. We've just expanded capacity in our plants, and that also continues to go excessively well. So the energy space, these three alone, and again, is a little bit more of a time and patience story, but $40 million in additional sales will happen in 2014 on these three platforms alone. And one of the things, of course, we do see on the energy side is it's much stickier sales. These sales, once you get them, they continue on for decades. I mean, one of our biggest product lines in our electrical markets materials is electrical tapes and items that have been around for many decades. But we do continue to improve them, but they have incredible relevance for many years to come. So how are we going to take these market-leading positions we have today and build on them and start to take advantage of the fact that we're together and we can go after these markets in a more holistic fashion? And it is innovation. We're going to have to use innovation. We'll be a rich user of the company's platforms in order to develop unique and differentiated solutions for our market. Now, we recognize the fact that each of our markets does have some unique and differentiated characteristics. I talked about electronics. It's a very fast clock cycle, and you have to have an organization that can move at that speed. Energy-related, a little slower, but also regulated markets. So you have to have an organization that knows how to deal in a regulated environment. And fortunately, 3M has those skill sets, and so we can go and play in both of those areas very effectively. But innovation is one of the cornerstones of how we're going to be successful. Electronics and energy-related companies are both technology-enabled markets. They quest new technology. That's how they differentiate their product or meet next-generation needs. And so we'll be pulling significantly on the 3M periodic table to address next-generation solutions. Let me give you a few areas of highlight and focus for us in all three segments. First of all, in the electronics world, and you can see we'll pull a material set, eight of the periodic tables, to derive increased functionality in areas such as semiconductor materials. Semiconductor materials are, of course, quite technically rich. They need our materials. We have existing footprint that we build off in customer relationships today. Display materials. Display materials are probably our biggest existing business. Our competence and capability within this display stack is quite extensive. What we need to be doing is developing next, second, and third generations to not only protect that position, but to build beyond that. Because I think there's very little question that displays are ubiquitous solutions for transferring information for many years to come. Device interface, increasingly, as I mentioned, the ability to touch something, get a response is very important. We have generation solutions that range from small displays to quite large, and those are becoming a big growth area for us. And finally, wearable. We don't know exactly. We're working on wearable electronics with many companies. We don't exactly know what the first big hit's going to be in wearable. It doesn't matter necessarily. You have to play with all of them, and we'll be present with the one that happens. But one thing we know about wearable, it's going to need to be pliable, flexible, thin, capable, breathable, all the elements of materials that we have the capability to do. So that's the way we'll do that. On the energy side, equally, we'll pull from that the innovation engine that we have in this company around three areas principally. One is green building. When I say green building, you think of systems that kind of control the building, and that's true. I mean, those exist. What I'm talking about from a 3M play is materials that the systems are out there talking to. So, for example, window films that have increased functionality and other systems in the building where materials are actually making those changes happen within the building. We think that's a big area of emphasis. Energy infrastructure I've talked about, and then high energy density materials, a very big trend and desire with many of our customers, and we're working on solutions for next generation high energy density materials. And then lastly, in the smart infrastructure world that Frank talked about quite well, we have a similar play around our incredible position in the electrical markets division. Connected systems, embedded systems, and smart grids are all things that are underway today. They're pervasive. They will be building for the next several decades, and we intend to be part of that world. So to summarize, the Electronics and Energy Business Group is currently $5.4 billion in scope, playing in a very big space. So we have tremendous opportunity for penetration now that we've had a chance to analyze, get our organization set to this market, and kind of get the rhythm of what we have to do. And I think we have that now. We're executing some portfolio management actions, and that's necessary, and that's okay. Don't want to be a drag on the company, and we'll continue to do that until we are not a drag on the company. Technology I've talked about very extensively, so I won't do that more, but that is what customers want from us. That's when they call us, that's what they want. What do you got in there, 3M? What are you going to do next? We intend to become the solutions leader for materials and electronics, and again, build that strong foothold for our energy business, which we'll build for many years to come. You know, we have a proven capability. We've proven the ability to manage in these areas from a manufacturing, technology, and business standpoint, not to mention our global reach. So we'll continue to leverage that very extensively in 2014 beyond. So thank you very much. And now I'd like to introduce Mike Vale.